Go back to our Athlone studio now and speak with Roscommon Galway TD Michael Fitzmaurice of Independent Ireland. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Your party leader, Michael Collins, said earlier this summer that Independent Ireland does want to be in government and will implement a party whip system for government votes. How can you be independent if you're also subject to a party whip?
Well, first of all, Michael Collins and everyone else in Independent Ireland has made it very clear that if we are in government, that if you agree a programme for government, obviously you agree it, you're not going to be going again, and you're going to vote for it, and you'll be whipped on that. Second of all, anybody knows that's in government, and we've long enough experience, most of us, or the three of us that's there, that you have to bring the budget through every year, or government won't survive. You have to vote and be whipped for that. On top of that, for motions of confidence. Outside that, Justin, and you see it day in, day out, you're watching it often enough, legislation comes into the Dáil, no more than me in opposition at the moment or somebody that's a backbencher. The legislation is only seen when the minister brings it in. That doesn't put together good legislation. And what we are seeing on that, that a TD, a piece of legislation could come in. It could help someone in some parts of the country and someone could be opposed to it. And you need debate to make sure that you make for better legislation, and that's the part that you're not whipped on.
But if people want their TDs to be truly independent, shouldn't they vote then for real independence rather than TDs like yourself who are members of a party which will be subject to a whip on government votes, even controversial government votes?
Well, I've outlined what you're... If you agree a programme for government, obviously it's not controversial. You have a budget no more than running a house in front of you that you have to every year disperse out. So common sense will tell you that you have to bring a budget forward. That's responsibility. The only difference... And I was an independent on my own, and now we have come together. And the reason we have come together is, Justin, is that if you want to bring policy documents together, if you want to be part of a government, you have to have basically a cohesive set of documents for going forward to be as a government. You cannot have 40 or 50 right. different independents thinking 40 or 50 different way with no disrespect to anybody.
Among the policies being proposed by Independent Ireland are a large number of tax cuts, abolishing USC and PRSI for pension age people, freezing green taxes, reducing middle class taxes, cutting VAT to 9%, cutting tax on overtime. Your party leader, Michael Collins, was on Drive Time earlier in the week, wasn't able to tell them how much all those tax cuts would cost. Can you tell us today?
Yeah, well, the figures that we have so far is about 5.4 billion. We have put it in for getting the results on the exact accurate figures, but on the people that we've put at it, that's what they have estimated. But we are getting that fully clarified for that document over the coming weeks that people can assess it and look at it.
5.4 billion. Where are you going to find that money then, that 5.4 billion?
First of all, Justin, you might have heard of the Apple tax that has come in.
That's a one-off. That's one-off money, recurring taxes.
The 17 to 18 billion. On top of that, we have estimated that in every department, and if you look at the OPW, if you look at all the different departments, if you look at even the likes of Irish Water, the waste in this country would actually run a smaller country that's happening at the moment. And that is one thing that we are going to be earmarking. We believe that in a lot of departments, there is at least 30% waste, and in some more.
What does that mean? So where do you see waste? Give me an example.
Well, first of all, if you just go to the OPW for the sake of argument, it's a very simple one. Go to the health, first of all, look at the Children's Hospital. A yellow farm contract, we have lost the run of ourselves in department. It's like an ordinary person winning the lotto and going out and thinking that they'd never run out of money. At the moment, in every department in this country, we have serious waste. Go back to your question. I've given you one example on the likes of the Children's Hospital. Go to the OPW. This morning, we have it reported that toilets cost 825,000 in the Department of Foreign Affairs. We have seen the likes of the bike shed. We are looking at,
What would you do to stop that then?
Well, first of all, you have to have accountability and you have to change the type of contract. You don't put in a yellow farm contract for building the likes of a hospital. On top of that, Justin, let's go to housing for... I'll give you a simple analogy. At the moment, we have architects designing houses in every council right around the country. Why aren't we set on one type of a 2, 3 and 4 bedroom house right around this country the way that we can turn around have the same number of windows, the same size of windows. That's how you get efficiency, not by someone devising up in this county and someone else in another county devising up a system where we lose the run of ourselves and putting all this fancy stuff onto things.
All right. Michael Fitzmaurice of Independent Ireland, thank you very much for speaking with us today.